Good afternoon on a rather gloomy first day of October across eastern New York and western New England. Clouds have produced showers at times, especially for areas near and north of I-90, so we've had some pockets of rain come through, though the rain has not been especially steady or heavy through the day. South of I-90, it's been a little bit better, still rather gray, though there have been some thin spots in the clouds, allowing for a little bit of sun to get through, maybe a little bit of brightness to get through at times. But by and large, clouds are dominating across our area today with just a little bit of sun getting through south of I-90. Our temperatures are rather chilly across the north. We see a lot of temperatures in the 50s this afternoon. A few spots across the high terrain have held in the 40s today, so that's definitely on the chilly side. Farther south, though, it's a different story. South of Albany, temperatures have moved up close to 70 degrees this afternoon with a little bit of mugginess. So that's the sign that there is a front stalled across our area, and that front will continue to linger for about the next day, and that's going to keep our rain chances up at times. We may even see a few thunderstorms come through tomorrow, and some of those storms could be locally strong with some gusty winds and maybe some downpours. In the short term, we'll have some showers around tonight, so have that umbrella with you if you do have plans during the evening hours. Temperatures tonight will be a bit on the cool side. Lows will be basically near 50 degrees or so from the capital region on north, with some 40s across the mountains, so temperatures in some areas may not actually drop much from where they have been this afternoon. South of Albany, temperatures should be in the 50s tonight, so that's still a fairly cool feel with those showers occasionally falling. Then as we head into the day tomorrow, we'll have the warm front lift through. That'll bring us the chance for a shower or two in the morning, and then the cold front comes through tomorrow afternoon. It looks like the warm front never really clears the far north, so temperatures will still be fairly cool across the north country tomorrow, but for the capital region on south, basically the I-90 corridor on south, temperatures should bounce up close to 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon with a moderate level of humidity. Look out for some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, and those will clear out by Wednesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high 58 to 66. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly cloudy with scattered showers, low 48 to 52, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 60s and 70s, and on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, warm and muggy with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.